As I mentioned a moment ago, the shiur this morning is Leilei Nishmas Shimon Tuvia Ben Dov Yehuda Leib Chaim Kellen and Leilei Nishmas Avi Mori Nota Ben Yosef Zechonam Levracha. The Gemara begins on Chaf Vav Amid Beis, right in the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar, Machlokas of Yosef Reb Chanina and of Yeshua Ben Levi. About 10 lines down, let's read the Gemara again. Itmar, Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina Amar, Tfilos Avos Tiknum. That the Tfilos that we say, Shachris Mincha Mariv, were instituted by the Avos. And the Gemara is going to explain that Avram was Mesakin Tfilos Shachris, Yitzchak was Mesakin Tfilos Mincha, Yaakov Mariv. Meshub and Levi Amar, Tfilos Keneged Tmidin Tiknum. That the Tfilos were instituted years later by the Rabbanim, Keneged, corresponding to the Karban Tamid, Shal Shachar, the Kamet Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, and the Haktara, the burning of the fats and the limbs that didn't make it up on the Mizbeach. Before the evening, so Tfilas Marav is Keneged, the Haktara's Chalom Ve'evarim that were going to be brought at night. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Kavasi, this is the Machlokas Amorayim. The Gemara then brings brises to support the different Amorayim, Tanya Kavasi, the Biyosi Bereb Chanina. The Tanya Kavasi, the Bishuban Levi, Tanya Kavasi, the Biyosi Bereb Chanina. There's a Tanya that supports Biyosi Bereb Chanina, that the Avos were the ones who were Misakin Tfila Avram, taking Tfila Shachar Vishanema. Ayashkim Avram Boker, Elamokam Asher Ahmad Shah. The Ein Amid, Elot Tfila, Avram got up early in the morning to the place where he always stood. And Amid, it means Tfila, and it quotes another Pasuk by Pinchas, Shanema, Vayamod Pinchas Vayipalel. Yitzchok tefila tikan tefilas mincha. Shenera v'yitzah Yitzchok l'suach basode. And sicha, when Yitzchok went out to do something called sicha or siach basode, that's tefila. Ve'in sicha lo tefila. Shenera tefila la'oni ki yatov v'fnei Hashem yishpoch sichu. Yaakov was mesakin tefila sarv. Shenera v'yifka b'makom v'yolen sham. Right, when Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva, v'yitzah Yaakov Be'er Sheva v'yolach harana, and it says v'yifka b'makom v'yifka. Is Lashon Tfila ve'en pegia elo Tfila shenema ve'ata al tispala baram hazeh ve'al kise ba'adam rino Tfila ve'al tifka be. So Lashon pegia is Tfila. So you have three Lashonas for Tfila. Avraham is Amida, Yitzchak is Sicha, and Yaakov is pegia. So that's according to the man Amar, Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Chanina, that Tfilos are Avos Tiknum. The reason why we daven today, sounds like the Gemara saying, the reason why we daven today is because the Avos were Misakin, the Tfilos, Avram Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Mariv. The Gemara goes on, Matanya Kavasi, the Rishon Levi. There's another Brisa that supports the position of Rishon Ben Levi, that the reason and the Yisod of our davening today is Keneged, is corresponding to the Karbanos. Matanya Kavasi, the Rishon Ben Levi, B'nei Ma'amru, Tfilos HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Shari Tamid, Shol Shachar, Korav HaHolech Ad Chatzos. And the Gemara continues, Tfilas HaShachar is connected to Talmud Shal Shachar. Tfilas HaMincha is connected to Talmud Shal Bein Arbaim. And the Tfilas Mariv, if you go down four lines after the wide lines, four lines down from the wide lines, Sharei Evarim U'Pedarim, Jolonis Aklum Yibarev, Kraven Baholchim Kol HaLayla, that those parts of the animal that didn't make it up to the Mizbeach before Mariv, they could be burned the entire night. And therefore, you daven Marav the entire night. That's why you have all night to daven Marav. So you have two strains of thought, two positions. Tfilos avos tiknum, or tfilos keneged tmidin tiknum. Now, it's a nice machlokes. It's a sweet machlokes. Of course, we're going to ask, my nafkamina. You don't just have a machlokes without any real ramification. It has to be some nafkamina, whether it's tfilos avos, tfilos tmidin. So either way, you have to daven. So what's the difference? What's the Yisod Hadavar? So Pnei Yeshua asks the following question. He gives the following approach. If you turn the page to Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara there quotes the line in the Mishnah that says that Tfilas Erev Ein Lo Kev. It's right in the middle of the page, maybe one or two lines towards the bottom, the two dots right in the middle. It says Tfilas Erev Ein Lo Kev. Tfilas Erev Ein Lo Kev. So it's a funny way to say that you have all night to daven. Tfilas Erev, you can daven all the way to Lamur HaShachar. Maybe in a time of an absolute emergency, you can daven until Nates. So what does it mean, Tfilas Erev Ein Lo Keva? My Ein Lo Keva, the Gemara asks, If it's there to tell you that you can daven all night long, so then it should say straight, talk straight. Listener, it should say, Tfilos Ha'erev, Kol HaLaila. What is it? Tfilos Ha'erev, Ein Lo Keva. It's a funny way to say that you can daven all night long. Lama Ein Lo Keva, Commander Omar, Tfilos Arvis is Rishus. There is a man, the Omar, that holds that Tfilos Arvis is optional. It's optional to daven Marv. Tfilos Arvis is Rishus. The Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Tfilos Arvis, Rebbe Gamliel, Omar Chova, Rebbe Shua, Omar Rishus, it's a Machalkis, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Yeshua. Whether Tfilas Arvis is obligatory or optional. And the fact that the Mishnah uses the language Tfilas Arev, Ein Lo Keva implies one you have all night long. And also, the reason why he uses that funny language is to teach me that you don't have to daven Marv, Ein Lo Keva. It's not, it's Rishus. Tosfos disagrees with other Rishonim. Tosfos on the second to last Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis says, Lav Dafka Rishus. It doesn't really mean Rishus. It doesn't really mean that if you're not in the mood to daven Marv tonight, that, you know, you're not in the mood. You're just, it's too cold to go out. You don't want to daven in. It's your back is hurting you, your throat, whatever it is. I'm not in the mood to daven Marv. So Tosfos says that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you can just opt out. It means that if you have another mitzvah that you're going to miss, you have to choose between Mariv, which you may miss, or this other mitzvah, what we call a mitzvah veres. So then, Tfilas Arvis takes second. It doesn't get priority. But if you have nothing else going on and you have no other mitzvah that's fighting against your time, and you want to know, can I just miss Marv? Tosaf says no. But that's the truth is that other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim said Tfilas Arvis Veshus means what it says. That's the pashtus of the Dvarim. Tfilas Arvis Veshus means I don't have to daven Marv. If I don't want to, I don't have to daven Marv. And Yeshua's. And other Acharonim say, which is logical, that whether you hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Tfilas Arvis Chova depends on the Machlokas that we saw a moment ago. Tfilas Avos Tiknum or Tfilas Keneged Tmidin Tiknum. So if Tfilas Avos Tiknum, so Avraham gets Shachris, Yitzchak gets Mincha, and Marav was instituted by Yaakov. So what are you going to say? Avraham is the tefillah Avraham instituted was chova, obligatory. The tefillah that was instituted by Yitzchak, obligatory. And then Yaakov, what did Yaakov do to make his tefillah rishus? Why should he be a rishus? So he should also be chova. So if you hold tefillahs avos tiknum, then tefillahs arvis is chova. Why? My griusa. Why should Yaakov be left out in the dark with the not? He institutes a tefillah and only becomes a rishus. So it must be that tefillahs are vischova if you hold that the avos were misak in the tefillahs. However, if you hold tefillahs keneged tmidin tiknum, then we could understand the position of tefillahs arvis rishus. Why? Because the carbon tamash shel shachar always had to be brought every day. The carbon tamash shel ben abayim had to be brought every day. The Haktarah Chalav Veivarim, first of all, it's not Ma'akev. If the Chalav Veivarim got lost or something happened, they were stolen, I don't know, we misplaced, mixed up. So you wouldn't have to bring another carbon. If you have the Chalav Veivarim, you have to bring them. If you don't have them, so it's not Ma'akev in the carbon. So it's not Ma'akev in the carbon. So Tfilas Arvis is also Rishu. If the Tfilah that's connected, the Chalav Veivarim, is not Ma'akev, then Tfilas Arvis is also not Ma'akev. You don't have to daven it. Furthermore, we mentioned in another shir at some point that the Chalom Mevarim really very often probably would not be brought at night. The Tamid Shel Shachar, that's the Daf Yomi just maybe a month ago was learning Tamid Nishchat. So Tamid Nishchat tells you when the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Abayim is usually brought. So they bring the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim at 12:30, 1:30, 2:30. You still have 2-3 hours. Till the nighttime to be machdir the Chalom Menevarim. Very often they would do it during the day. Matter of fact, the Gemara Psachim, I think it's the Afsam Achesam at base, says, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's better to be machdir the Chalom Menevarim by day. It's better to be machdir by day. So they probably were very often were machdir all the Chalovim and the Evarim of the Tamid by day. So probably there was many nights where they didn't have the Chalom Menevarim burning. It was already burnt by 6 o'clock in the evening. And therefore, since the Tfilas Arvis, which is Keneged, the Chalom Veivarim, which very often did not take place at night, Therefore, it makes sense that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. You want to daven? Daven. You don't want to daven? Don't daven. It's up to you. Now, it happens to be, even though it appears that we paskin that way, that Tfilas Arvis is Mamish Rishus, the Gaonim, the Ram brings down from the Gaonim, another Rishonim bring down, that already Kalal Yisrael, some 1,200 years ago, maybe even more, were accepted upon themselves to daven Marv. So it's like a neder shakol Yisrael, shavya alayo kechova. So lemaisa today, we're not allowed to opt out of Marv. We don't, if just because we're not in the mood, we're not up to davening. Can't opt out of Marv. But be'ikur hadin, tfilas arvis really is rishus. Really is rishus. And we understand why. Because if you hold tfilas avos teknum, then arvis would be chova. If you hold tfilas keneged tmidin teknum, then we could understand that it would be Rishus, as we said a moment ago. Now, the other question that comes up in this Gemara, very interesting, is that there's a klal that's brought in the Gemara in Yuma, and in different places, the Rishami, the Gemara in Yuma, many places have a klal that ain lemeidin mikol de Matan Torah. We don't learn things from before Matan Torah. We have a Torah that was given at Sinai, right? The last two parshios, we have a Torah, Parshas Yisro, Parshas Mishpatim, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. The reason why we do mitzvahs is miSinai. We don't learn halachos. We don't learn things from Kodem Matan Torah. We don't learn anything from Kodem Matan Torah. So then the position of Yosef and of Chanina, the tefilos avos tiknum, is difficult. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar, right in his Beis HaOtzar was an encyclopedia that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote on his own svarim. He has so many svarim. He wrote an encyclopedia. So you should know where he wrote. And it's not just an encyclopedia. It's not just a Sefer HaMafteach. Unfortunately, we only have, I think, till Beis Yud. He did Aleph, 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 Aleph Beis, Aleph Gimel, Aleph Dalid, all through all the different words that come up in all his Svarim. And they're fantastic Svarim. And then he get to Beis, Beis Aleph, Beis Beis, Beis Gimel, all the words that, and he got to Beis Yud, and then he wasn't able to continue. Beautiful, amazing Svarim. We have a lot of Torah from those Svarim. Right in the beginning, his first piece is on Avos. An avos, so with the status of the avos. So one of the things he wants to know is, can you learn from Kodem Matan Torah? Are you allowed to learn from Kodem Matan Torah? And he asked this question: how do you have Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina tefilos avos titnum ein lemeidim mikodem Matan Torah? So what is Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina? Does he disagree with the klal? Are you allowed to learn things from Kodem Matan Torah? We learn things because of the Torah that was given to Moshe, and as great as the avos were, we don't learn things from them. So what's Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina saying? Tfilos avos tiknum. We want you to take a look. And Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis in the Masechta. Daf Samach Beis in the Masechta, the last six lines, quotes a Braisa. Samach Beis Amid Beis in the ninth parak of Masechta Brachos. You'll notice these are very long dafim. Not too much Rashi, very little Tosfos, very long dafim. Very long dafim. I have a friend who lives in Passaic. He likes learning things bal peh, word for word. That's his thing, word for word. So he knows Masechta Brachos, bal peh, word for word. You start him off two words, he'll continue, he'll read you the whole daf. So I said, even the ninth perek? I was testing him, the ninth perek? You tell him three words, he goes. He's like a machine. He goes, okay. So that's his thing. So most of us don't know about Peh, but we can look it up. So Samach Beis Amid Beis, six lines up. The Gemara says the Tanya, right in the middle of the line. Lo yikonis odem lahar habayis. A person when he enters into Har Habayis, you can't come into Har Habayis like you're going into a restaurant, like you're going on a hike at Ein Gedi. You know, you can't come in with your backpack, you know, and your money strap hanging out of your back pocket. You can't even come. This is not a game. It has to be Mora Migdosh. A person comes to Har Habayis, he has to come and he has to take off all his distracting stuff. Can you imagine Har Habayis? People are getting phone calls and they're texting, they're WhatsApping, and you know, that's no way. There's gonna be someone probably standing on Har Habayis and it's gonna do like they're gonna do a scan, make sure you don't have your beepers and your cell phones and all your stuff, right? That's what it says. Lo yikonis odem lahar habayis, lo b'malos shebaraglo. You gotta take off your shoes. Lo b'malos hatzfulah l'masadi. You can't come in with your wallet. Pundasa mufesh l'achor, with your backpack hanging off your back. Lo yaseh kupandria. And by the way, you kelsa cannot make Har Habayis into a shortcut. You know, you want to go through the shul. So the Romer shul is a great shortcut. You know, you can go through Romer. if you want to go to the back of the back bridge over there, it's great. You go right through the shul. So the truth is, you probably can do that because you're not really going through the shul itself. You're going through the hallway of the shul. So that I don't think is a problem. But if you want to go through the shul, you know, you go through the right through the shul into the back door to go to the bridge, that's inappropriate. Now, you can't make the shul and the Har HaBayis into a kapandria. Kapandria means a shortcut. For sure, you cannot spit on Har HaBayis. It's funny that you even have to tell us this. The Gemara says you certainly can't spit on Har HaBayis. You can't take a spit on the floor of Har HaBayis. And the Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer from the shoes. You have to take off your shoes on Har HaBayis. Ma minol she'em bo derech bizoyim. Person walks with his shoes. That's not a bizoyim. It's not a bizoyim. It's just an extra added layer of cover you have to have for that makom. It's a ma minol, which is not a bizoyim. And the Torah says, Shal na lecha mi'arag lecha. That Hashem says to Moshe, you're standing on hallowed ground. Take your shoes off your feet. So just like shoes is not a bizoyim, and the Torah says you have to take off your shoes. Rikika, shuderach bizoyim lo koshikein. So certainly to spit in a holy place, that's for sure you can't do. Lo koshikein. Lo koshikein. It's also kal v'chomer ben menoshel kal v'chomer. A person blows his nose in shul, he must make sure to take his tissues with him. You can't leave a tissue on the chair. This is all ben mino ben menoshel kal v'chomer. Of course you can't. This is pashut. But you learn it from the mino. How do you know that you can't wear the shoes in that place? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Shal nolecha mi'arag lecha. Then Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't no tzarech. You don't even need that pasuk. You don't need the pasuk of Shal nolecha mi'arag lecha. You don't need the pasuk. Harehu Omer ki ain lavo el shara melech b'levush sok. This is already, we're in the world of Purim. It says a person doesn't come in to the shara melech b'levush sok. Right? Esther was wearing sock when she was going into Achashverosh. You can't go into that place. And Mordechai would also have to wear certain clothing. You can't go in wearing your schleppy clothing into the Shar HaMelech. Well, Dvorm Kavachor, Masok, Shein HaMolos, the same boss of Adam. Kach Rekika, Shimo, Yusuf, the same Melech, 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 Kosher game. Sock, which is not so bad. It's just, it's not your three-piece suit. So if that you can't do, certainly spitting you can't do in front of Melech, Melech, Melech. So the question that Rav Yosef Engel asks is, what does Rav Yosef and Yehuda have, what's the problem with the first source? Hey, no, you don't need Shal Nacham Me'arag Lecha. We have another pasuk from Esther. What's wrong with the first pasuk, Shal Nacham Me'arag Lecha? So he explains that it could be that the two Tanoim here argue on whether Lemeidin Mikol de Matan Torah. Because the first pasuk is from Kol de Matan Torah. Shal Nacham Me'arag Lecha. That's when Hashem says to Moshe, but it's before Matan Torah. So maybe you can't learn from there. Now, it's a little bit funny. A little bit funny. Because this is very different than learning from the fact that the Avos Misakin Tefillah. Here, it's before Matan Torah, but it's what Hashem told Moshe before Matan Torah. Maybe you can't learn from the Anhaga of the Avos before Matan Torah. But if Hashem said something, and he told the Avos something, maybe you can learn from there. But the truth is that the Rambam writes in Perikid Anosh and Chulin, that the rule is we only, when I say we, I mean Klal Yisrael today, from the time of Matan Torah, only keeps mitzvahs because those were the mitzvahs given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. We don't keep any mitzvahs because of Kol de Matan Torah. And it could be, again, as Rabbi Yosef Engel says, this could be the machlokas here in this Gemara. The Tanakhama holds, you can learn from Kol de Matan Torah. And the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda holds like the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, you cannot learn from Kol de Matan Torah. So he has to quote a pasuk already from Esther saying that the same way you can't wear a levush sock in the Shara Melech and the Har HaBayis, so too you cannot spit in the Har HaBayis Kal V'chomer. The truth is that perhaps we can suggest as follows. Let's come back for a minute to Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, Tfilos, Avos Tiknum. Tfilos Avos Tiknum. Tfilos Avos Tiknum. I think it was a funny Gemara that we saw maybe about 2 or 3 months ago on Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis, right in the middle of the Daf, by the two dots, literally right in the middle. where the Gemara says on Daf Tezayin Amabez, Ein Karin Avos Ela L'Shlosha. Only three of the Avos are called Avos. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Yosef's not an Av. And Yehuda's not an Av. And Levi's not an Av. The only, when we talk about the Avos, only three. Ein Karin Avos Ela L'Shlosha. Ve'ein Karin Imahos Ela L'Yarba. And we ask the question, as we always do, my nafkamina, my nafkamina, three, four, and if Levi's an Av, let's say Yosef would be considered an Av. You know, it's brought down that Yosef was a shtick Av. He had the status of an Av. He's called Misham Roa Evan Yisrael. Evan's from Lashon Rashi brings down. Evan's from Lashon Av and Ben. He's an Av and a Ben. He's a sheikh. He's one of the Shvatim, but he also gets raised to be the status of an Av. And he has two children themselves that become Shvatim. But the Gemara here says, no, when you're talking about an Av, it's Shlosha, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And by the way, that's what Rashi points out on the Daf and Daf Tev Zayin on the base. In Korin Ovos Elul, the Shlosha, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, La Fuke Shvatim. The Shvatim are not Ovos. So I want to know, my Nafkamina, Ovos, not Ovos. So there is a very, very interesting Ramban Ala Torah. The Ramban writes, if you have a Chumash handy, take a look in Parashas Vayechi. In the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gives to Yehuda, it says, Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. Mechokek mbe raglav adki yavashiv lo yikasamim. Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. What is lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda? It means that Klal Yisrael will have kings, Malchei Yisrael, and the Melachim of Klal Yisrael have to come from shevet Yehuda. Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. Now, of course, we all have questions. What about Shaul? Shaul was from Binyamin. These are all good questions. The Ramban himself answers, yeah, before the first king of the Davidic dynasty from Yehuda was anointed, you can have kings from other Shvatim. But the moment David HaMelech takes the seat, the Kisei Melucha, no other Shevet can assume the throne after David HaMelech assumes the throne. The Melucha of Klal Yisrael has to remain by David HaMelech, by Shevet David, Shevet Yehuda. And he goes further to explain the Ramban. This is in Parshas Vayechi. He says as follows. He says something scary. He says, you know, the Chashmonoim were great tzaddikim. They were great chassidim, great tzaddikim. And somehow they lost everything. The whole miracle of Chanukah is a result of me Chashmonoim. B'mei Mavzeo ben Chashmonoim Ubanov, right? Kohen Gadol. And what happened? They all got killed out. We don't have any Chashmonoim anymore. So he writes as follows. The Ramban says, Lefi Daiti, Hayu hamalachim hamolchim al Yisrael mishar shvatim achrei David. That because they were not from Shevet Yehuda, they were Kohanim, they should have never assumed the throne, they should have never assumed the Malchus, and as a result, everything was taken away from them, they're completely lost. They were punished, the punishment to the Malchei Chashmonoi. But there's a language. And he says, he writes in the Bayechi, this is in Perek Memtes, Posuk Yud. I'll read you the language. V'zeh haya onesh ha-chashmonoyim, sh'molchu b'vayishen, ki hayu chasidei elyon, v'il molehem nishtakhu ha-Torah v'amitzis mizro, if not for them, we wouldn't have Torah. V'yav ha-bekei nenshu onesh gadol, they were punished because of this Avera that they did. What was the Avera? That they assumed the throne. Now, I ask you a question. Where in the Torah does it say that you can't have a king from outside Shevet Yehuda? Where does it say that? What do you mean where it says it? It says it right here in the brachos that Yaakov gives to Yehuda. Yeah, but that's called the Matan Torah. Ain't the Meidimi called the Matan Torah? That's a klal. Yishalmi says, Yuma Daf Chof Ches has the klal too. Eile made him called the Matan Torah. That language, I think, is in Yishalmi, but the Yisod is in different places in Shas and Bavli too. So what does it mean? So I want to read you a line, and then we'll explain that Gemara we just did, Ein Karin Avos Ela L'Shlosha. We ask, what's the Nafkamina if there's three of us, four of us? Let's say we would call Yosef an Av. What would be so bad? The Gemara seems serious. No, there's only three of us. So Ramban writes, the reason why they were punished, Ovrim al das avihem. They violated the position of their father. Which father? The father Yaakov Avinu. They violated the position of the father. Which the father? The father is Yaakov Avinu. What do you mean they Ovrim al das? So they're punished. What's the punishment? You went against what Yaakov said. As Yaakov was one of the avos. But we listened to Torah because it was given to Moshe Mitzrayim, not because Yaakov Avinu, because of Avram and Yitzchak. It sounds like the Ramban is saying that when one goes against a takana of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it's almost like a violation of Kibbut Avaim. You have to listen to the Avos, al Kibbut Avaim. Kibbut Avaim? I listen to my father, to my grandfather maybe. I have to go back? Kibbut Avaim goes, do I have to listen to my great grandfather had a wish. I have to listen to my great. The answer is no. You have to listen to your father, maybe your grandfather. And Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's a mitzvah not to violate the das of the avos. Who are the avos? Avram, Yitzchak. There's a mitzvah of Kibbut Avaim as if they are mamish our avos. They're not Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're not the elder zaydis. They're our parents. They're our fathers. And the Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah are our imahos. It's not just the language that we use that they're the elder baba, the elder zayda. No, they're the mamas and the papas. They're the parents. They're the avos. If they're the avos mamish, oh, that way I have to listen to. That's a din kibbut avaim. That's what the Gemara means on Taf Tezayin Amud Beis. Ein karen avos ala l'shlosha. This halacha does not apply to the shvatim. If Yehuda would have had a wish, we don't have to listen. It might be a good idea to listen. You don't have to listen. But the din of Kibbut Avaim that applies to the Avos applies to Avram, it applies to Yitzchak, it applies to Yaakov. If that's true, now I can understand why Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina says, Tfilos Avos Tiknum. It's true that we don't listen and we don't keep mitzvahs because there were anything that was given before Matan Torah, unless the Avos had a wish or they had a desire that their heirs, that their children should have a certain hanaga. And why? Why do you listen to them before Matan Torah? Because that's a din Kibbut Avaim. Kibbut Avaim applies to your parents before Matan Torah also. So it's just because they live before Matan Torah, if that's my parent, if that's my Av, I have to listen to my Av. That's why Tfilos Avos Tiknum is not a violation of Ein Lemeidim Mikodem Matan Torah. I'm listening to them now because right now they're still my Avos. The halacha is, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says, Mechabdo Bechayov. Mechabdo mamosa. You have to be mechabi one's parents when they're alive. You have to be mechabi one's parents after they've passed away. So we have to be mechabi by listening to the takonas of the avos, even after they've passed away. Besides the fact we know Yaakov Avinu lomes, so they're still alive. And therefore, the halacha of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, the tefillos avos tiknum, makes sense, despite the fact and in light of the fact that there's ein lemeidim mikodem matan Torah. When it comes to the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we do have to listen to. And I want to suggest something else. Something else as well. I want to suggest something else as well. There is a very interesting tshuva that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'll give you the Mar Malkum. It's an Orach Chaim, Chelek Bei Simen Chafei. It's a very important tshuva. Chelek Bei Simen Chafei. Rav Moshe was asked the following question. He was asked this question 58 years ago. About 58 years ago. Tov Shin Chav Gimel. He was asked the following question. Is there an obligation on a non-Jew to daven? Does a goy have a chiv of tefillah? Last I counted, there were 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach, right? And most of them are can'ts. Can't kill, can't steal, right? Can't eat every menachai. There's only one positive mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of dinim. You have to set up a court. You can't have a hefkevelt. Every society has their own judge, their own judges and system of justice. It doesn't say anywhere that there's a chiv tefillah. Probably I would have said, no, of course they don't have a chiv tefillah. Rav Moshe answers, they absolutely have a chiv tefillah. A guy has a chiv tefillah. Chiv tefillah, where does he get it from? Rav Moshe says as follows. First of all, the pasuk says, and we sing it all the time during Slichas, Yom Noraim, Ki Beisi, Beis Tefillah Yikarei, L'chol Ha'amin. It sounds like there's an element of tefillah that applies to the Amim as well, not just to the Jews. To the B'nai Noach. Besides the fact, he says as follows: when it comes, if you want to tell me, is there a chiv for a non-Jew to set up a system where they have a chiv to daven every day, 3 times a day, once a week? No, there's no such chiv. But when a person finds himself in a shas tzara, when a person finds himself that he's in need of something, he needs a parnasa, he needs a refuah, a guy, he needs a shidduch, a guy needs a, he needs to get married too, right? V'davak be'ishta. So a guy, need things as much as we need things. We all need, the whole world needs things. So where does a person turn to when he has that need, when he has that tzara, when he has that tzairich? So the answer is, he has to turn to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And that, even a guy is mitzuvin, because the Rambam says, if a guy keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, because he feels like it's an appropriate thing to do, it's moral, but not because he believes in God, that's not Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach means, the guy, I believe in God, and I'm going to keep these seven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach because there's a God. I believe in a God who gave these mitzvahs. So there's no atheists in a foxhole. When a person's being shot at, you turn to God. That's part of emunah. And even a guy has to believe in God. There's a chiyuv. That's like the same way we have the mitzvah of emunah. That's the underbelly. That's the entire yisod of our entire 612 or 613 mitzvahs. A guy also has to have emunah b'Hashem, and that's the under the core of his sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. And therefore, a guy, of course, a guy has a chiyuv to daven, not on a regular basis, but when he has a need, he has a chiyuv to daven. It's a chiyuv to daven. In that same tshuva, Rav Moshe has a very important tshuva, an aside, which is not related to what we're talking about, but can a person join, let's say, in a 9/11 memorial? We know people who lost a child in 9/11. They worked in I think it's Cantor Fitzgerald. And Nancy Morgenstern was killed. And I remember hearing her parents were going to, you know, the 9/11, or her mother was going to the 9/11 memorial. And I was always wondering, the 9/11 memorial, they're doing these tefillahs, they're having these prayer groups. They're saying, can you be in such a thing? Rav Moshe says, yes, you can be in such a thing. You can be together. As long as the prayer is not one that's an avodah zarah type of prayer. But if they're saying a general prayer and everybody can think about their own belief and their own God, there's no problem to join in such a prayer. It says, if the prayer was instituted by a priest, maybe that could be a problem. It was instituted by the general, you had a group of rabbis and people together and maybe a general commission that made such a prayer, there wouldn't be a problem to join in such a prayer. So based on this Igros Moshe, we can explain something as follows. We can explain the following. There are achronim, including the Shvus Yaakov, that says a very interesting chiluk. When the halacha says, when we say a klal, ein lemeidim mikod matan Torah, we don't learn from before matan Torah. That applies to mitzvahs that we would never think to do unless we were commanded by Hashem or by people who believed in Hashem. Get hanasha. You can't eat a get hanasha. Why? I don't know why. Ask someone on the street, can you eat the sciatic nerve? He'd say, well, I don't know. Why not? Is it unhealthy? Is it a problem? It gives you stomach cancer. What's the problem with eating the sciatic nerve? Well, Yaakov Avinu was in a fight with the Malach, with the Sarshal Ezev, and Hashem said, okay, so that's something that we would have never have known. That's not something that applies to the whole world. It's not something that's logical. It's a mitzvah. It's a special tzivoy that happens. Any tzivoyim that take place before Matan Torah, we can disregard. We assume that it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. That's why we keep it. Bris Mila. We don't keep Bris Mila. Even Bris Mila we don't keep according to the Rambam because it was given before Matan Torah. We keep it because the Pasuk says in Parashat Tazria, post Matan Torah, V'yom HaShmini Yimei Psara Loso. Everything's post Matan Torah. That's why we do and keep our mitzvahs. However, by those mitzvahs or by those hanhagas that are not limited to Jews and they're not limited to post Matan Torah, there's types of activities that everybody could understand, that a Jew could understand, that a non-Jew could understand. It's logical. What's logical and innate in the world is the need to daven to God. That's innate. A human being turns upwards. That's not something that's limited to Jews. Rav Moshe says, even a guy has a chiyuv to daven. That type of mitzvah
we could be chayiv to do even if we were told about it, and even if it was instituted before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, get anosha, no. Bris Milah, no. Of course not. Tefillah is a svara. Tefillah is natural. Tefillah is uvnus adaliba. Everybody knows you have. That's what a bunch says. It's part of emuna. It's natural for one to have emuna in Hashem. Avram Avinu looked around the world. He saw that there was a God. So he instituted tefillah. Yaakov Yitzchak instituted tefillah. It's not a chesaron that we don't learn from Kodesh Matan Torah. We don't learn things that we would not know naturally before Matan Torah. That relies on the fact that Hashem gave it at Sinai. But those things that are learning me svara, so those things you can learn from before Matan Torah, because those are not things that really need so much of a tzivui from Hashem. Those are things that are natural. And because they're natural, so there, if it was instituted before Matan Torah, we can learn it before Matan Torah too. So therefore, tfilos avos tiknam, because tfilos is such a natural need of a person, of a human being, to daven, so that we can learn from the avos. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanin is not going against the klal of ein lemedim mikot lematan Torah, which only applies to mitzvahs that we would not have thought of or known without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a Torah. But those things that are more mitzvahs that we would naturally know, that you can learn from before Matan Torah. So that's why there's a chiyuv mikoach, the tefillos avos tiknam, despite the fact that it's before Matan Torah. Despite the fact that it's before Matan Torah. The truth is, there's a third way of learning. One way of understanding why this is not a violation of Kodesh Matan Torah is because we said that it's uvnasa, it's svara. Things that are svara, you can learn before Matan Torah. The second thing is because it's instituted by the avos and there's a mitzvah of kibra aveim. So we don't learn things from the Kodesh Matan Torah, except if they're instituted by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because there's a mitzvah of kibra aveim. The third reason that we can suggest of why this is not going against the klal that we ain lemeidim mikot Matan Torah is what Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says in an important piece where he writes as follows. He writes as follows. There's a machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. Machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban about why we keep mitzvahs derabbanan. The rabbis make a takana. You have to read Megillah on Purim. Okay, that's very nice. Why do I have to do? Why do we have to read Purim? Because the rabbi said so. That's very nice. The rabbi said so. But who said I have to listen to the rabbis? Well, they're very smart. There's a lot of very smart people. We don't listen to people just because they're smart. Why do we listen to the rabbis? So the Rambam says, well, because the Torah says to listen to them. Lo sasser, shalavicha v'yagecha, zekenecha v'yomru lach. Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim says, whatever they tell you, right or left, you have to listen to them. Oh, so I listened to the Chazal with them when they instituted Takanos and Zeros and Siogim, because the Torah itself says, I want you to listen to the Chazal, to the Sanhedrin. The Ramban says, no, it's not from there. That pasuk of Lo Sasur that says you have listened to the rabbis is not referring at all to Takanos de Rabbanon. It's not referring to Megillah. That's referring to Torah Shebal Peh. When the pasuk says you have to take a pre-Eitz Hadar, and then we're sitting around thinking, what's a pre-Eitz Hadar? I mean, pomegranates are pretty nice. Pomegranates pretty nice. I mean, some people might think that a banana is the right, banana is a pre-Eitz Hadar. Probably a banana might not be a pre. So it could be a banana. So what's pre-Eitz Hadar? So they said it's an Esrog. How do you know it's an Esrog? They're telling you that that's the Masorah that they have. How do you know that you can use Kesef to marry, to do Kiddushin? How do you know? It doesn't say anywhere that you give Kesef. It says, Kiika Chishisha. And Ein Kicha, 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 Mr. Yafram. They make a Gzeresh of it. So, yeah, but what gives them that right? No, they have a right to use the principles of the Midosha Torah Dveshes Ben. And when they darshan those principles, they're darshaning what the Torah means. That, when the Chazal are darshaning and explaining the meaning of the Torah itself, that's Lo Sasur. But for Chazal to come up with something new, read Megillah on Purim because of a miracle that took place 2,000 years ago. That we don't have to listen to. Why? Because the Lo Sasur doesn't apply to that. So the Mefarshim, the Ramban doesn't explain. He like leaves us mid-sentence. So the Rabban asks, okay, so if we don't listen to the Rabbanim because the Torah says to listen to the Rabbanim, so then why do you have to listen to the Rabbanim? Why do you listen to the Chazal? Why do you listen to Sanhedrin? I think I mentioned to you that I was once sitting in the IDT cafeteria with my friend Rabbi Skeist, and there was a Jew, who was a klezmer, guitar or piano player, and he was, you know, we were very friendly, and he walked by, and he wanted to, I guess, be funny and be nice. He referred to myself and Rabbi Skeist, oh, Chazal are sitting and having lunch. I said, well, actually, I said, Chazal means our rabbis of blessed memory. So, you know, you may maybe come up with a different term. So never call someone Chazal unless they're, you know, unless they're gone in the other world. So the Ramban doesn't explain. The Ramban says, we don't listen to the Rabbanim because it says in the Torah to listen to the Rabbanim. That's not why. And of course, you know the famous question. The Ramban says, because if we listen to the Rabbanim, because the Torah says to listen to the Rabbanim, that means every Rabbana would be a Doraisa. And then why would we have special kulas on the Rabbanans? Why would you say, Sveki the Rabbanon l'kula, Sveki the Doraisa l'chumra? Every Rabbanan is a Doraisa, because I listen to the Rabbanan, because the Torah says, listen to the Rabbanan. So the Ramban says, that's not why. But the Ramban doesn't explain. So why do you have to listen to Megillah? So Rabbi Chanan explains, he says, the Rabbanim, and this is very interesting, the Rabbanim, the Chazal, the Sanhedrin, however, where you draw this line is a little bit iffy, a little bit unclear. But it seems to be a Machlokas, the Chinuch and the Rambam, that the Chazal were tapping in to something that's not necessarily the Torah itself, but what we would call Ratzon Hashem. Because Pesukim in Yirmiyah, the Rav Chanan quotes a Pesuk in Yirmiyah that says, the people, the Jewish people, weren't listening to me, they weren't listening to my Torah, they weren't listening to my Ratzon, they weren't listening to my will. So we want to know, it says you weren't listening to my Torah. You're supposed to listen to Hashem's Torah and you're supposed to listen to Hashem's Ratzon. Hashem's Ratzon is the Torah. So Rabbi Chanan explains, no, there's something called Ratzon Hashem, which is not necessarily mentioned in the Torah itself. And when Chazal instituted a reading of Megillah, we're listening to the Chazal because, even though it's not a Din D'oraisa, because Chazal are telling us the Ratzon Hashem is that we should read Megillah. The Ratzon Hashem is we should wash Netilas Yadayim. It's a new concept which actually existed before the Torah was given. It's called Ratzon Hashem. So we could say as well, and the Rav Sarotskin, the Guras Yitzchak from Lakewood, gives this suggestion that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is saying that Tfilos Avos Tiknam, oh, we don't learn from before Matan Torah. Yes, that's true. But the Avos were able to tap into what the Ratzon Hashem was. And the Ratzon Hashem was that we should daven. So when we daven today, it's not because the Torah commanded us. It's because the Avos commanded us. Yeah, but the Avos, why do we listen to the Avos? Because the Avos are tapping into what the Ratzon Hashem is. And that's why the Tefillah is a kiyum of fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. That's what Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, and that's what the Guras Yitzchak explains how Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, why he's able to say Tfilas Avos Tikva, because they were tapping in to what we would call the Ratzon Hashem. So it comes out, if we go back to the beginning of this year, and we'll end in a few moments, we did say, or we started with, the fact that the Gemara says Tfilas Avos Tikva, and Rabbi Shimon Levi says Tfilas Keneged Tamidin Tikva. And the Pnei Yeshua asked, and some of the Farshim explain that the nafkamina between Tfilas Avos and Tfilas Tmidin is whether Tfilas Avos is v'shusr chova. One more time. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says Tfilas Avos is Tiknum. And we ask the question, Tfilas Avos Tiknum? Before Matan Torah, we can learn from before Matan Torah? Yes, three reasons. One, the Avos were telling us that this is the Ratzon Hashem. Two, listening to the Avos is a kiyum of kibud aveim, ein karen Avos elo l'shlosha. Three, the halacha of Ein Lemeidin Kodem Matan Torah only applies to mitzvahs that we wouldn't know naturally. The whole world wouldn't know about Gid Hanasha, wouldn't know about Bris Mila. But something that the whole world sort of, it's part of the fabric of the universe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that we turn to God when we need something, and even a guy is chayv in that, as we saw from Rav Moshe, those type of items, those types of things we can learn from Kodem Matan Torah. Fine, so now we have a hezbon of Yosef Rebbe Chanina. But we then said, and by the way, the nafkamina between them is whether tefillas arvus v'shus, tefillas arvus chov. Tefillas arvus chov, tefillas arvus tiknum. Avram shachris, Yitzchak mincha, Yaakov mariv. And Yaakov is no less than Avram and Yitzchak. They're all chov, Rebbe Gamliel. And tefillas keneged tamidin tiknum, tefillas arvus is v'shus. Because just like haktaras evarim u'pidarim, very often didn't happen at Marif. So too, you don't have to have Marif if you don't want the Tfilas Arvus Rishus. And we can suggest, I think we might have mentioned this in previous show, but it fits right here, so we should end this show with the following thought, because that it's possible that even if you owe Tfilas Avos Tiknum, you still can owe Tfilas Arvus Rishus. Because we pass on Tfilas Arvis for Shus. So you don't Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina to be going not Kahalocha. So Tfilas Ovos Tiknum, and still Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, which puts Yaakov in a difficult position. If Tfilas Ovos Tiknum and Yaakov is Misakin Arvis, why should Arvis be voluntary? what did Yaakov do that makes it that his Tfilas should be, you know, I'm not in the mood, I'm not going to daven? So we quoted the Tiferet Shloimeh. Tiferet Shloimeh was the Radomska. The Radomska Rebbe explained that we know that Avraham Avinu is Keneged the Mitzvah Saseh. As we mentioned, Avram is 248, Keneged the Ramach, Mitzvah Saseh. Avram is about the do's, about opening up the tent and teaching people about all the positives of Yiddishkeit. Yitzchak is Gvura. Gvura means you're not allowed. Ezehu Gibor, Hakovish is Yitzro. That's Yitzchak, the 365 Los Saseh. So if you have 248 assays and 365 Los Saseh, so what's left for Yaakov? Yaakov's wondering is what do I have to add to the mix? The answer is the Tiferet Shloimeh explains what Yaakov adds to the mix is everything else, everything in between. Everything in between an asay and a los asay is called a reshus. It's called a reshus. It's those things that don't fit into an asay or a los asay. It's eating, it's going to bed, it's going for a walk, it's playing basketball, it's talking to a friend. These are things that they're not mitzvahs, they're not tefillin, it's not carbon pesach, they're certainly not averus, it's not treif, it's not chilul Shabbos. So what is it? What are those things? Yaakov says those things are reshus. You can raise your entire life, even things that we don't call quote unquote mitzvahs. You can raise your entire life, your entire life is one big mass of mitzvahs. It's one chaticha, one slice of it. Everything we do, if we have the right kavana, that the reason I'm talking to a friend is because I need to relax and I enjoy talking to my friend. Now, by the way, let's not take that too much to an extreme, because we don't want to treat our friends like chepza mitzvahs. You know, we have to be careful with that. You know, we can't treat. We'll talk about this when we get closer to Shalach Manos, but I might as well say it now that the Chil Yaakov Weinberg, the Sridi Eisht, ask the question, how come we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? So he explains, I'll say it in my own words, he says, because you don't want to make your friend into an esrog. You don't want to make your friend into an esrog. You know, you go visit your friend who's in the hospital, you don't want to make a bracha beforehand because he's not an esrog. He's your friend. Sometimes the bracha can take away from the mitzvah. Shloach Manos, I'm bringing you my Shloach Manos because I have a mitzvah to do. Otherwise, I would never, ever step into your house. So we don't make a bracha because that takes away. The whole idea is to build friendship. And friendship is not because Hashem commanded me to do it. It's because I want to be there for you. You want to be there for me. We have a lot in common. We have to, so that's why we don't make, so. But lemaisa, reshus is not a mitzvah. It's not an aver. What is it? That's Yaakov Avinu's job. Mitaso Shem, Yaakov Avinu's job. That every step that we take, everything that we do can always be, even if it's not formally a mitzvah, can be lifted up. Mariv, you don't have to do it, but you should know that you have the opportunity to take something that's optional and make it into a mitzvah as well. So it comes out that the nafka minu between tfilas avos tiknum and tfilas keneged tmidin tiknum may not be tfilas arvis, because we explain that even tfilas avos tiknum can hold that mariv is a reshus. And the reason why Yaakov would get a reshus is because that's his whole yesod, is to teach us about living life, that even the reshus of our life can be raised up to being a mitzvah, in which case we're left with the question, my nafka mina between tfilas avos tiknum and tfilas keneged tmidin tiknum. And for that, we'll have to wait to another shir and the future mitzvah. Shem, everyone have a wonderful day and a good week. And we look forward to sharing many simchas. But let's remember, Misha nichnas adam marbim besimcha. We should continue to have great, great simcha in our lives. Hashem should bless us. And for those people who need refuah shleimus, we should have them, and their families should come back together whole. And Bezras Hashem, we should be zocha to many joy and happiness together.